God is a God of love, and he does not teach through fear or use fear in any way. Hello, my name is David Nelms, and I've written many articles that provide spiritual insight, and I'm happy to share them all with you. Before we begin, please take a moment to clear your thoughts and ask the Holy Spirit to help you see things more clearly. Today's topic is God is. We begin. God is a God of love. God is a God of peace. God is a God of harmony. God is a God of everlasting joy. There is nothing anyone can say or express that would ever even begin to come close to expressing the love that God has for us. Yet, as we look around the world, we can find it hard to believe that God could love us as he does and still let the world be as it is. How could God be so loving and powerful and still let the world be as it is? There is only one real answer to that question, and the answer is not that God wishes us to be punished or have the lives of desperation, sacrifice, and fear. The answer is that God is not the God of this world. We are. God is the God of the spiritual world, of which we are all spiritual beings as well. Our bodies and this physical world are just projections of what we believe we are, of what we believe this world to be. What you see in any person or anything is just a shell of what really lies underneath, of what its true spiritual nature is. God has never left us. God has never abandoned us. Our spiritual awareness of him is an error, and we don't sense him or see him as we should, but we are all still so much a part of him, no matter how much we may think we are separate. Our physical bodies and physical world are as distant from what God is as you can get. There is nothing in this world that represents a thought of God. Nothing in this world is pure enough to have been created by God. This world is what we made, not what God created. We made all that you see. We made aging, decay, death, disease, bondage, the need for money, poverty, races, social levels, and all the things that make up this world. God doesn't interfere with this world because he did not create it. We made this world, and it's just a self-induced nightmare from which God would have us awaken. When terrible things occur in this world, we blame God or get upset with God, but God doesn't see what we see. He doesn't see you as being in harm of any way. He doesn't see you in danger. He doesn't see you as aged, dying, or murdered. He only sees you as he first created you and as you actually still are, his beautiful spiritual creation that cannot be harmed or injured in any way. Nothing that happens in this physical world can touch your spirit, and that was what Jesus proved as he rose again. The body is not who we are. It's just a vessel to be tossed aside when its use is done, but the spirit is eternal, everlasting, and never-ending. Your spirit, the real you, cannot be harmed, and God knows this because we are with him. This world is just a stage that we created in an effort to punish ourselves and distance ourselves from God for something we believed we did wrong to God. All through our existence, we have blamed God for the terrible things in our life, when it was really ourselves who were bringing these things about all the time. God is love, not fear. God is peace, not war. God only creates and extends himself. We are the ones who are corrupt and destroy. Anything that is not based upon love is not a step towards God, and is therefore not from God. Anything that is based upon fear is a step away from God, and is therefore projected by us, not God. If anyone preaches fear, they are not preaching about God. God is love. If anyone preaches love, they are preaching about God. Perfect love casts out all fear, simply states that fear and love don't and can't exist at the same time. The concept or idea to fear God is man's idea, not God's. Some of God's truths made it through in the Bible, but many of the thoughts provided were from men who perceived God as fearful and vengeful, and their writings are direct evidence of that method of thinking. There is truth in the Bible, as there is truth in any method that God uses to reach you. However, anything written or spoken by men is just a perception of what was believed to be true at the time, and that does not necessarily make it true. This includes what I am writing at this time. Gradually, we have collected pieces of the truth, but we have yet to see the whole truth. If we did, we would see ourselves and all our brothers sinless as they truly are, and we would be reunited with them all and with our Father. Our world is what we make it. Collectively, all our minds are connected, and this world is what we have come up with. This madness that we call a world is what we have made in error, and God is gently waking us from this nightmare by opening our minds and hearts to see and hear His truths. His Holy Spirit speaks for Him, guiding and comforting us along the way as He helps us see this world for what it truly is and to see God for who she truly is. When you open your heart to God's truths, all things the world has created are of no use to us. All religions that the world has created are just stepping stones towards the truth, but none of them truths in themselves, since they are divided against another and therefore divided against all the brothers of the world. Anything that is not united with all men is not from God. Anything that does not declare unconditional forgiveness for all men is not from God. Opening your heart and mind to God allows you to change the world you see around you. It allows you to change the collective idea of how things should be. Each one of us that connects with God is helping to pave the way for another to connect to God. When we all finally connect with God again, this world will no longer have a purpose and will simply cease to exist. What we currently perceive as the heavens and the earth will pass away, and all things will be made new. This change will not be a physical new as our ancestors perceived, but a spiritual new. We are spiritual beings, and a spiritual world is the kind of world in which we truly belong. We will return to knowing we are spiritual beings, and we will live in total harmony with God as we had done for an eternity before, and will do for an eternity ever after. This article has concluded. To access more articles, please visit the Being Willing website at www.beingwilling.com. That's BEINGWILLING.com. BeingWilling.com. Thank you for allowing me to share this time with you, and have a great day.